The Chorister at the Abbey by Liz Howe. Read by Liz Hollis. 1. He sitteth lurking in the thievish corners of the streets, and privily in his lurking dens doth he murder the innocent. Psalm 10, verse 8. It was 5 o'clock on the Friday before Christmas when Tom Firth left the carol service rehearsal. He stood on the Abbey steps in the misty evening, trying to make up his mind what to do. Should he go for a drink with some of the singers from the Abbey chorus, or go back to Norbridge College where he was a student? Cheerio, Tom! Bye, Tom! Frantic brightness buzzed from the shopping mall, cutting through the drizzle. Office parties spilt onto the pavement from the pub, despite the damp. But, set back from the high street, the biscuit-brown Abbey seemed dunked in the wintry evening. The only lights were those sprinkled like sugar on the Christmas tree in the porch. Here, the unique hiatus of the holiday had already descended. Soon, the rest of the world would press the pause button, and the special atmosphere of the Abbey would take over. Good night, Tom! The last of the choristers were coming out now, testing the air. Some started wandering towards the Crown and Thistle pub, and others hurried away to the shops. The chorus members were all enthusiastic amateurs who sang at special concerts as an adjunct to the Abbey choir. Most had taken the afternoon off work for the extra rehearsal. The carol service, traditionally held in the Abbey on Christmas Eve, would be the highlight of their winter schedule. Not going for a drink, eh, Tom? A jeering older male voice called. Tom shrugged and looked into the distance. Got better things to do, eh? Is it a lass? Some girls will fancy anything.